Chapter 3, Start Me Up. Chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you. Tony Hsieh, CEO of Zappos. When I was in London networking at startup events, I came across the concept of crowdfunding. The idea was making waves because although crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter had started as a way for musicians to launch albums by asking for money from their fans, it had metamorphosized into something larger. Now, startups were turning to the crowd to launch campaigns and raise funds for their projects. What made the idea viral was that people were raising the capital without giving away any ownership stake in their company. The previous options for entrepreneurs were 1. Go to the banks. If you were pre-revenue or you had no traction, you didn't stand a chance. 2. Approach the three F's, friends, family, and fools. This is also known as blood money, because if your startup fails, these people will come looking for you. 3. Go to angels or VCs, venture capitalists. Angels typically invest if you are looking to raise up to $1 million. VCs are only interested in the bigger returns and realize more capital is needed to stand a chance of making that. So they're typically looking to invest $1 million+. The issue here is that the less success you can show at an early stage, the more of the company you will have to give away. You might get 10 angel investors on board and raise $500,000, but you will likely give away 20% of your company. If you get a VC on board early, you might give the majority of your company away, and your soul. Suddenly, crowdfunding represented a way to quickly test your idea with the crowd. If your followers shared your passion and wanted to see it in the world, they simply pledged a certain amount. In return, they would get perks. The lower amounts gave you t-shirts and mugs. The higher end gave you more intriguing propositions. Some people would give you signed first editions of their album or movie. Others would fly you out to their headquarters and give you a VIP night out to say thank you. Next step was to create a promo video to entice people into pledging on your campaign. Although I studied film history at university, I had little experience in camera work, so I called a few connections to see if they knew any filmmakers. I was introduced to Christine Chen and her video production company, Moth to Flame. I managed to convince her to go with a lower amount up front, plus a percentage of revenue once we were funded. She really helped me get off the ground, and I truly thank her for this leap of faith. Side note, if you're looking to launch a startup, Austin is well worth a look. There are lots of entrepreneurs in the same boat, and a real feeling that people are trying to change the world and do something cool. Few cities in the US have this vibe. I approached the owner of a local bar to use her venue for the Kickstarter video, and she agreed. Christine got a few of her friends to be models and actors, and I recruited a few friends who were ping pong players I had met in bars. The printing company that had produced the prototype Uberpong paddle had promised they would print 10 paddles, but as it hit the evening before the shoot, I couldn't reach them. My hands were tied. Eventually, at around midnight, I got a call from the printer saying he had been in a minor car accident, but that he was going to be able to bring what he had produced to the shoot in the morning. When he arrived at around 7 a.m. the next day, he gave me 10 ping pong paddles with red and black rubber, and 10 stickers. I realized that he hadn't been able to do it like the other paddle, and we spent the next 30 minutes carefully peeling the stickers onto regular paddles I had bought at a sports store. Somehow, when we aligned the stickers, they covered up the red and black rubber. They would work for the shoot, and this was guerrilla entrepreneurship at its finest. I didn't have the product ready that I was running a campaign for, but managed to make it work. I chose Kickstarter because I liked the format. If you didn't reach your goal at the end of the allotted time period, you didn't get anything. This sense of urgency reminded me of my sales training for jobs in England. I had stayed up late learning about effective strategies, target amounts to raise, and time periods to run the campaign for. So I settled on a $10,000 goal and set the clock ticking down from 30 days. I started with my Facebook friends and family members, and in addition to this early support, I got some additional funding from the Kickstarter community. I then hustled hard with the local Austin media and got picked up by a few blogs and one magazine. The numbers were looking good after the first week, but then they plateaued. Two other big blogs covered us, and it seemed that we were home, but then another lull. I organized a ping pong night at a local bar and convinced them to show our Kickstarter video on a giant projector screen outside. This attracted a ping pong fanatic to pledge $500. My heart was racing as our deadline approached, but we were still short. After speaking to an entrepreneurial friend of mine who ran a co-working space, he took us over the finish line with barely 30 minutes to spare. I was literally ecstatic. Here I was in a new country and a new city, and I had the seed capital to make my dream a reality. Here were some of the key things I learned from running the campaign. Have a truly remarkable idea. There is so much noise on the web and a lot of excellent projects on Kickstarter. You will hear a lot of people telling you it is not the idea, but rather the execution that will make you successful. This is true in some cases, but I really believe on Kickstarter, it is all about the idea. Go beyond your friends or family for opinions of your product or service. Ask complete strangers in your industry for their critical feedback. On Kickstarter, you can tell pretty quickly if your idea is a remarkable one or not. Make a great video. As the bar rises on Kickstarter and more people add projects on the site, you have to stand out. A shaky iPhone video is not going to cut it. Viewers need to trust you and your message in less than 30 seconds. If the video is well made, edited with good music, and has a clear message, it will be easier for people to decide whether they should back you. I negotiated with a young filmmaker to go with a percentage of the total that was raised because I didn't have a lot of cash left by the time I launched. I was truly grateful then, and I am still thankful for Christine from Moth to Flame for taking a chance on me. Collaboration means more exposure. Kickstarter and Amazon Payments don't offer this service for nothing. They want to get paid. Between them, they take nearly 10% of the overall amount you raise. So if you can encourage collaboration in your project, this means more people will be talking about it, pledging, and therefore your chance of being successfully funded goes up. We built a small design community for the Uberpong project and incentivized the designers by offering them 20% of the sales of their designs. It meant that most of them promoted this within their networks to ensure we hit our target, and in doing so, they made revenue. Solve a problem or change the world. When selling anything, you have to make the product exciting and satisfy a need or solve a problem. Alternatively, do something that changes the world. With Uberpong, we wanted to show people that what they had now was boring and colorless. The game of table tennis lacked aesthetics, and we wanted to change this. We got a lot of support from the ping pong community and bloggers who identified with this. Go for an achievable target. I've seen many campaigns fail on Kickstarter because the company asked for too much money. If you only need $5,000, then ask for $5,000. Remember, if you don't hit the target, you get nothing, so it is better to go slightly lower and exceed your target rather than the other way around. Offer enticing rewards. Nobody wants a reward description to read, one ping pong paddle. They know that Kickstarter is the birthplace of many cool ideas, so make it sound exclusive. A first edition Uberpong ping pong paddle with the design of your choice from 20 different designs from international artists sounds a little more intriguing. Have an existing community. As Seth Godin proved when he launched a book on Kickstarter, if you have an existing community when you launch your Kickstarter, you can immediately turn to them as early adopters of your product. This community alone can help you hit your target, and any other pledges you get from the Kickstarter community is a bonus. When I arrived in Austin, I stayed out late at bars that had ping pong tables. I entered tournaments to get to know players, and my game improved quickly. I was a British guy in Austin launching a ping pong business. I stood out, and people remembered me. More than that, they wanted to be the first people to try out the paddles and be invited to our future tournaments. Use Kickstarter's analytics. Within a few days of launching Uberpong, I could see that Facebook was giving us the most pledges. After 30 days, the same was true. This is priceless information to have at your fingertips because you can identify which channels are working and focus on these. As a result of this approach, we got 51 pledges and a total of $2,045 pledged. Get into the local media. When you pitch to your local press, make it clear you are also local. They will typically get behind local businesses and help get your story out. We got into Culture Map and got 4 pledges in a day after the article went live. Have good photos of your product. I was lucky enough to have a friend who was a photographer who took some great photos. We sent these out with press releases, and these images were published in Australia, the Netherlands, Spain, England, and Japan. Playbook tips. Research other ideas in your niche and on multiple crowdfunding platforms. If there is a gap in the market, it is normally for 3 reasons. 1. There is no need from consumers. 2. There is an opportunity and you can take advantage of this. 3. Also, take a look at other crowdfunding portals to see which ones work best for you. There is literally a crowdfunding platform for every industry now. Kickstarter campaign recap. 1. Have a truly remarkable idea. 2. Make a great video. 3. Collaboration means more exposure. 4. Solve a problem or change the world. 5. Go for an achievable target. 6. Offer enticing rewards. 7. Have an existing community. 8. Use Kickstarter and Google Analytics. 9. Get into local media. 10. Have great photos of your product. Thanks for listening to the Blow It Up podcast. Follow me on Twitter at David J. Lowe and check out my website, dlowplaybook.com. Please subscribe to get more podcasts like this.